All right. Good morning and welcome once again. I'm your host, Matt Jones. And once again in studio, we have Hallie Crawford.
Hi.
Career counselor, coach. What do we call you officially?
Certified career coach. I like that best.
There you go. And you work with a great organization called?
Authentically Speaking.
Authentically Speaking. And you can be reached at?
HallieCrawford.com. H-A-L-L-I-E. Crawford.com. 404-228-6434.
Right. And we talked to Hallie Crawford about once every month to 6 weeks. As we're all working our way through this really rough economy and job market.
Mm-hmm.
And right around the holidays, your heads may be focused on different things, but certainly the worry is in the back of your mind. And I think you've come up with at least a fun and exciting way to look towards the future. And that is, and especially for this time of year, focusing on your dream job. What is it that, whether you're employed or unemployed, your next step, what would just make you the happiest?
That's right. It's a good time to do this because people around the holidays, they take stock of where they are. You know, am I happy with what's going on? That kind of thing with Thanksgiving and all the other holidays. So it's a great time to think about, okay, what is my dream job? And one of the first things I tell people to do, the very first thing, is to dream first and dream big. And here's the deal, that most people get practical too soon when they're thinking about what would be the best job for me. They start to think about, oh, I'm not going to get paid that much or whatever it is. Like, say you want to be a basket weaver and you decide, well, I'm not going to get paid to do that, so I'm not even going to pursue it. But if you take the time to dream and think out of the box a little bit more, you might come up with ideas that you wouldn't have in the first place. So you got to dream first and really dream big. Go for it.
Right, and you talk about that wall that's there, employment or finances. I can't make a whole lot of money at that. There are so many aspects to certain professions and certain likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
That, I mean, there's lots of ways to make money and make more money. I have two people that teach school,
mm-hmm.
both in public school, and they're both same age and both make a wide range of difference in their salary. And I don't tell either one of them.
Right. Good idea.
So there's certainly a way to make money doing whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah. And you really just you hit the nail on the head about you have to be creative and think out of the box. And especially in this economy, it's not the kind of thing where you just go get another job. I mean, it's not as easy as it used to be. So, you know, doing freelancing, starting something on the side, trying a different way of doing it is really key. And I'm not saying don't be practical. I mean, this isn't about like running up the credit card bill or something like that.
You're not giving the Tony Robbins speech?
No, that'll come later on. That's our next show.
I gotcha.
But the deal is that if you get practical too soon, you can really squash your creative thinking. So do the dreaming and do that first and then get practical later when it's time to, okay, take action and make plans for what you want your dream to look like. That's the time to do it. Don't do it at the very beginning because it will really squash your creative thinking. And you never know what you'll come up with if you give yourself some time to brainstorm.
Yeah, dream, but be flexible with that dream. Start out big and then work to fit the mold.
Yeah, exactly. You have basically any dream, I mean, or any plan, the best laid plans always start with a dream, right? That you can tailor and trim to fit your specific situation. But the key is you start with the dream first and then be flexible as you go. And especially the way the economy is, we have to be extra flexible. I mean, that's so important.
But yeah, I guess the best way to put this in perspective is to think about, say Brad Pitt or Bill Gates. You know, Brad Pitt didn't say, I want to act, but, the best I'll do is the local theater because I'll have to get a job at, somewhere and take care of my family. And Bill Gates didn't say, well, I'm going to work on this. And maybe I'll be really good at computer repair at Best Buy. You
exactly.
Know. Not that there's
Geek
anything
Squad
wrong with that.
Right. There's nothing wrong with Geek Squad and Best Buy. But yeah, those people, that's a great example. You shoot for the stars. You know, the least you'll do is hit the moon. And the problem with a lot of people or the difficulty they come up against is they're thinking way too small. So, and I saw this on 60 Minutes the other day. What did the guy say? It was so perfect. Go ahead and dream. It's free, you know, and that's how you're going to achieve your goals.
Absolutely. And free is awesome.
We love free. Free is so great.
All right. So we've dreamed big. We've got this idea. What's step two?
Step two is to be committed. You really have to gauge, okay, how committed am I really to this? Because I'll talk to people all the time. And when I ask them, how committed are you? They might say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then when I say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's put a number to it. If they give me a 6, 7, or even an 8, it's not good enough. Because career transition, it's hard. You know, Brad Pitt, Bill Gates, it took them years to get to where they wanted to be, right? And a lot of hard work. So you really have to be committed. So any change in your life requires commitment and persistent action. And career transition is one of them. So you really have to be committed at a 10 or even above to make this a reality.
Yeah, the great example, you know, sitting here in the radio station is the music industry. And by the time you hear about someone, they came out of nowhere. They still look relatively young. Mm-hmm. This happened overnight is the perspective of the public.
Yeah.
You know, ask any one of those people. I mean, if they hit the success at 14 or 15, like some of these stars are doing today, mm-hmm. they started when they were 2.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're doing it at 30, they were playing guitar at 8 and they were playing out in bands at 15 and then they were living in cars at 18, you know.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, you've heard the story, Andre Agassi. What was it? He was like 2 years old or 5, whatever it was, that his dad got him out on the court playing tennis. Tiger Woods, same thing. All these successful people. It just looks like they're an overnight success. But I guarantee you there's a lot of work that went into it on their part and with other people who are supporting them too.
Absolutely. And getting back to the committed portion, you know, of all this, I guess it's probably good to hold on to that initial idea of why you wanted to do this, why it's the dream, and revisit that anytime you get down. I mean, that's going to help that commitment level. It's like, why do you really want this? And if you don't have that place to go, then this isn't the right dream.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have it. That's why, I don't know if you've heard of it, but the idea of vision boards where people will put images, pictures of what they want in their dream on poster board, on their wall, whatever. That's the deal. That's why you do it, is to stay focused on your dream so that you can stay committed. Because there are going to be times when you're not so into it. But those times need to be very few and far between.
Yeah. And the vision board, you know, I think a lot of people talk about, especially younger, it's like a car or clothes or a certain level of this or that. And really, a vision board should include, you know, every aspect of what you want your life to be. The house or the view from the house that you want. Or the view that you'll want to be able to visit at your leisure, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's material and non-material things, too.
Yeah.
It's about whatever it is you want. But like you're saying, it's the step-by-step. You know, if you want to be Tony Robbins, put them up on your vision board, whatever it is.
And be prepared to bankrupt yourself with credit cards.
Exactly, while you're at it.
Yeah, don't do that. Absolutely.
Bad idea.
All right, so we've got a dream. We've got a dream that we can focus on and be committed to. You've got your vision board. You can go back and revisit that vision board and keep to the dream, because there, you know, it's a process, and there's going to be tough times. But believe me, when you achieve that dream, the stuff that's behind you is nothing but, you hear the phrase character building. I can't think of a better one right now, but that's
a good one. No, it's a good one.
That's basically what it is. I mean, because it means that you, it's part of achievement.
Yeah.
If you just got it, there's really, I mean, you can enjoy what you have.
Yeah, but you don't get a lot of learning.
No, there's no sense of accomplishment, and that comes from the experience, and you can't be old and taunt young people with stories of how you got where you are.
Exactly. And that is what's so fun. That's why you want to do it. Put that on your vision board.
That's right.
That's perfect. It's so true. Well, and it does. It sounds parental, you know, but it's true. You'll grow from it and learn from it. And that's the only way to get there. So you really have to be committed and realize, too, that there are going to be down days and times when you're not so thrilled. But the deal is, I mean, successful people, it's not that they didn't have any obstacles in their way. I guarantee it. It's about they knew how to overcome them and get through it. So that's the commitment piece of it. You have to learn how to and be determined to get through those obstacles.
Yeah, I remember last Christmas, I read the Steve Martin biography, which was a fantastic read. And he downplayed a lot of the troubles in his life, the mm-hmm. difficulty he had with his father. But it was still there, and he didn't need to embellish on it. And I mean, basically, he had no support foundation for what he wanted to do. I mean, and he had to go out there And you talk about
making it just, happen.
Yeah, making it happen, and the things that he did, you know, along the way. I mean, the guy worked at you know, he got started at Disney World when he was 14 or maybe even 10.
Really?
Selling tickets. He was really young.
Oh, wow.
Or Disneyland, I should say. It was Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah. Yeah, and that's not so glamorous, right?
No, no. So, and then he worked and did magic on Main Street when he was older and was able to, you know, and just goes down the line. And he had all these terrible jobs and people told him he was awful, you know, and had that moment. And you look at some of these people, like comedians, a great example. I can't think of another example of where this would happen where you just, no one likes you.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You're in a situation and you look at them now, you look at some, you know, someone huge, like, I'm trying to,
I know, I can't think of any good comedian examples.
I guess Jerry Seinfeld. Can you imagine, like, nobody laughing at Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, and like tomato on the face type
right.
of thing. Yeah.
And they all have had these moments, and a lot of them had a ton of these moments.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's his name? You might be a redneck. Jeff Foxworthy and his friend Ron White. I mean, uh-huh. Ron, who is hysterical now, he had a rough, rough start. He talks about how Jeff would coach him after the shows and said, you've got potential, but this, you know, you need to do this. You need to,
need a lot of work.
And you look at these people and they're bigger than life. And I guess we're focusing on celebrities because that's the thing that people can most relate to in the world. But it's like, it wasn't easy. And some of these people, it's only a year of fame and that's enough to carry them. But I mean, it's a flash in the pan. They work so hard to get there.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about, which, I mean, this is a lifelong, you know, career ahead of you.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do. And you should be as happy with this as you are with going home to your wife and your kids.
I know, totally. And you can be. I mean, I think some people don't believe that it's possible, but it is possible. I mean, I'm living proof of it. My clients are. They love what they do. And, you know, again, it's not like it's snap your fingers and it happens. I mean, like with Steve Martin, he was selling tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you do have to pay your dues and you're going to have to do some things that you don't like. I mean, I had a job for 2 years that I couldn't stand, but it paid my bills while I was growing my coaching practice. So it took me years to get to where I am. But it's so worth it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat because I love it.
And I mean, that's the key. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we dream. We're committed. Where do we move from there?
So the next thing to think about is how do you define success? And because a lot of people will think about, what's important to everyone else? And you know, in America, we like big stuff, or at least we have for a while, right? Big cars, big houses, all of that. And you need to make sure that you're defining success your way. What's important to you? What do you want to have? Do you want to have that cool ocean view, or is it something completely different? So you have to define success as you define it and really think about your values. What's important to you as a person? And realize that just because your friends or family members or society tells you you're supposed to have a big car, big house, blah, 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 if that's not what's important to you, then go your way. Go your own way. So think about what's most important to you and define success your own way. And, you know, like get rid of those old definitions or ones that don't work for you.
Right. Yeah. You can't live by the standards that the Joneses live by.
Exactly. The Joneses down the street.
Yeah.
Totally. You're not going to be happy and fulfilled if you do that. So it comes back to like looking at yourself again here at the beginning and saying, okay, what's really important to me? What do I want my life to look like? And then say, you know, what do I want my career to look like and how will it fit into that life? Because most people that I know and talk to, they want to have life balance too. So it really helps to start with, you know, a vision of what you want your life to look like and then be thinking about the career stuff and what is success, you know?
Right. And looking beyond, like you said, the material things. I mean, ultimately, you know, I want the nice house and the nice neighborhood so that my kids can have nice friends and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, I want to be able to get them into a good school, provide them with a safe area to live. And then also, you know, have some security for myself down the road, you know, and live as debt free as possible. These are my dreams. I mean, and if you have all of these things, then everything else is just gravy. I mean, if that's
exactly,
and I'm saying that's my dream. If you have that core for yourself, like what is it that you really want? I mean, you want this big thing and this big thing. You want this big thing, but ultimately you want the freedom to be able to purchase those things. You want the security.
Yeah.
that if you buy these things, you know, you'll also have money to, you know, put carrots on the table.
Exactly. Ooh, yummy carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the deal. And for me, success for me isn't just about financial success. It's about spending time with my son. Like, to say that I have a job that can pay the bills, but even beyond that, I get to travel because I love traveling and spend time with my family and do the things that I want to do. And I really want to be able to say at the end of my life that I have very few regrets, that I took a risk and tried new things and tried to go for the dream, you know. And for me, that's how I would define success. So that's actually one of the things, you know, that you can do to think about this is fast forward to the end of your life. Not to be morbid. It's not about to death necessarily. But what do you want to be able to say at the end of your life? And that's exactly what's going to help you get right to, you know, how you define success.
Right. And also, you know, where do you see yourself at the end of life? Will you work until 65? Will you mm-hmm. stop working at 50?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do?
Yeah. And how do you want it to look? And all this stuff goes on your vision board right next to Tony Robbins and the carrots,
right? Very good. Nice. All right. So looking at the big picture.
Mm-hmm. So you really need to look at the big picture because here's what I find is that a lot of people will look at their resume and say, okay, I need to go get a job that pays the right amount to pay my bills. Okay. And maybe that I have past experience in. And they might even think, oh, what would I enjoy? But most people stop there. They don't think about, you know, what would be fulfilling and rewarding for me? What kind of work environment fits my personality? What other benefits do I want? Et cetera, et cetera. And so there are basically, when I work with my clients, there's 8 things that I have them look at to define the ideal career. And a lot of people make the mistake. They'll say, well, I like being outside, so maybe I should go be a landscape architect. And it's like, you can't pick it. You know,
right.
Don't choose the rest of your life for a job based on one thing. You really have to consider a lot of things. So it's about looking at the big picture and realizing, hey, this is a long road. If you're going to be doing this forever, then you really need to think of a lot more than just the salary and benefits. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you have to look at the big picture. It's really important. And it's not to say, I don't want people to get that don't think about salary or paying the bills. I mean, we have to have carrots and all those other things are important. But it's about, you know, including those in your equation, but adding a lot more to that equation.
Yeah. And you have a model set up that you have 8 things that,
mm-hmm.
that you focus on there.
Yeah.
What was going down here, identifying your natural talents and abilities. Is that part of your?
That's one of them. Yeah. So one of the things I have people look at is, okay, what are your natural talents and abilities? Because it's a fact. There have been studies that show, okay, if you are, you know, using your natural talents and abilities in a job, the ones that you want to be using, then you're going to feel and be fulfilled in that job. And if you're not, it's not going to work for you. It's not a good thing. So identifying your natural talents and abilities is really important. And you want to think too about, you know, the ones that you want to use. Cause like I had a job before I was a coach in marketing and that's one of my talents. I'm good at marketing, but I did not want to do that 9 to 5 all day, every day. So it's nice for me that I use that talent in my coaching business, but it's not the primary thing that I do because that's not what's most fulfilling to me about coaching. It's about working with people and helping them achieve their dream.
Right. And getting to the natural talents mm-hmm. thing, it's not about, you know, what you perceive as glamorous. It's what you perceive as enjoyable for yourself. You know, don't look at yourself through the eyes of other people. You know, look out from your own head because you're like, oh, I would really, you know, I think I could tackle sales. Are you a social person? Are you able to be beat down every day? Are you one of those people that can be told no 9 times?
Right. Until you get that 10th one that's a yes.
And then it's like, oh, you know, I like computers. It's like, are you willing to be alone for 8
right.
hours a day
with
like really tiny pieces of equipment and smell that soldering smoke?
Yeah.
For hours on end.
I mean,
these are the
forever.
Kind of things that you, yeah.
Yeah.
But if that might sound like a joy. That might have been like a kid that had Legos and liked to fuse them together.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, okay, this is the permanent Lego build right here.
Yeah.
That guy belongs in a room by himself for 8 hours with a soldering iron.
I know. He's going to be totally happy camper and we'll leave him alone. So, and that's a really good point because some people will say, you know what, I want to go do this. And they don't have a talent for it. And it's like when I work with them, it's like, okay, we need to rethink this a little bit or find another way that you can pursue this dream. What's something that's related that you wouldn't feel like you're giving up on it. But if you don't have the talent and you're not willing to, you know, like be in a room for 8 hours or whatever it is, then you have to be realistic about it and get that it's not going to happen, you know. And there's a difference, too, between talents, natural talents, and skills. Skills can be learned. So, like, you can learn to improve your writing, you know, communication skills, lots of different things. But so with natural talents, those things you just have or you don't. And you have to realize the difference, too, to help make the decision.
Well, Hallie Crawford, we are coming to the end of our time, and I don't know if we need to two-part this or if we should just go ahead and direct people to HallieCrawford.com. And they can find out more about what we've been talking about this morning.
Yeah, let's do both. So we'll do the rest in a second part. And it's HallieCrawford.com, 404-228-6434.
And I think you've given people a lot to think about and a lot to work on as they, you know, work towards that dream job, whether you're employed right now or looking for that job. It's okay, as Hallie just said, she, you know, we've all done this. You do a job to get the money coming in, but that is not your, you know, that's not your cul-de-sac. You know, life is a highway.
That's right. Woo-hoo. All night long,
there
right?
There you go. Very
Rock
good.
On.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and best of holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.